The readings we have from Mass sometimes are just one continuous reading of a particular section of the scripture, and other times they're kind of a compilation of verses from the same couple chapters. And for our first reading today, for the book of Revelation, there's just one half of one verse that's stuck on to the beginning. It's from chapter 11 of Revelation, and then there's chapter 12. And this one half of one verse that comes kind of out of nowhere and in a sense doesn't seem to fit, you know, because all the rest of it is a great sign appearing in the sky, the woman clothed with the sun, moon beneath her feet, head of 12 stars, gave birth to a child, the child was taken away, she was gone, went to a place and was preserved and taken away from the dragon in a place prepared for her by God. And all of that, which you can see why that would be part of the assumption, the verse that introduces it, that's kind of stuck on, is God's temple in heaven was opened and the ark of his covenant could be seen in the temple. You go like, what does the ark of the covenant have to do with all the rest of this other kind of thing? You know, how does Indiana Jones get mixed up with this whole deal? You know, the ark of the covenant, of course, was the very well decorated box in which was carried on which the glory of the Lord was said to be able to rest. And inside the ark, among other things, were the tablets for the Ten Commandments, the Word of God. Today, in celebrating the Assumption, we celebrate that Mary, the one who bore the Word of God within herself, physically in Jesus, but also was pointed out by Elizabeth in today's reading, and also later on by Jesus, as the one who cherished the Word of God, who heard the Word of God and believed it, accepted it. Today we celebrate that we cannot give birth to the physical child, Jesus of Nazareth, who is fully human and fully divine. However, we have the same Spirit of God, which enabled Mary to do that, to do all the other things that so aligned her with Christ, that the grace of Christ, the sharing of the divine nature in our human nature, can overflow to lead us to heaven as well. In our scriptures today, that aspect of Mary belonging to Christ, which then leads to the glory of heaven. Having the Word of God within us and really accepting it, which leads us to be able to be placed in God's temple as an ark. We who trust that God's word in us will be fulfilled. We who are servants enough to God's word so that we will follow God's word, hear the word of God, and keep it. In one sense, we become Christ's own. We become Christ, in his words, mother and brothers and sisters through that great grace. Mary did nothing to deserve the honor that she received. She received it better than any human being, you know, creature has received the great love and blessing that God has in store for her. God has great blessings for us and has given us great blessings, and today we exult in them. And as we look forward to sharing in the greatest blessing of all, the life of eternal joy of heaven, we ask the Lord to open us more and more fully to his word so that we can be humble, simple servants of that word, arks of God's covenant, so that we too might gain access in foretaste in this life and eternally to God's temple in heaven like Mary.